This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Yesterday, Democrats stood up for America by sitting down. Democratic congressmen and congresswomen, led by civil rights leader John Lewis, held a sit-in on the floor of the House chamber and demanded the Republicans hold a vote for tougher gun laws. The protest began around 11:30 a.m. and went through the night into today. No bill, no break, they chanted, demanding those NRA jock-kissing Republicans do their damn job. Speaker Paul Ryan needs to man up and call a vote right now and end this sit-in, if for no other reason than John Lewis is 76 years old and he's got a pee. There's a big trade in the NBA. Former league MVP Derrick Rose was traded by Chicago to the New York Knicks. The Bulls, in return for Derrick, will receive some players that wouldn't even get picked for a pickup game at the YMCA. But Knicks fans are just hoping that Derrick Rose doesn't tear his ACL while signing his new contract. Derrick's been hurt so many times, he has an endorsement deal with Obamacare. That fragile Negro needs to be bubble wrapped. DNA testing proves that Prince did not have a long-lost son. Carlin Williams, who's currently serving time in a federal prison, has been excluded. And DNA testing also excluded the six other prisoners whose DNA samples were found inside of him. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.